Hello, my name is Jabril Lee. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you or to register for the vaccine?
Yes.
All right, do you have a pen and paper near you ready?
Yes. Need that pen. On the drive-through locations, do you have to go in the county where you live, or can you go from any county?
The drive-through locations for, hold on. I think these drive-throughs are just for to get tested for the corona.
No, I don't need to be tested. I want to check the drive-through.
I know. I'm going to check into that. I'm saying the ones that I have pulled up are for corona. Hold on a second for me. What county are you trying to get in?
I live in Madison County, but I understand there's a drive-through location in Rainesville, Alabama, which I think is in Jackson County. I'm not sure, or DeKalb County. My question is, do you have to go get the vaccine where you're located, where you live?
No, ma'am. You can choose any location that you want to travel to get that vaccine.
Okay. So how do I find out when the vaccine is available?
They do not provide us with that information.
I'm over 65.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. I don't deal with that information because I won't be registering. I won't be giving you an appointment date. I just help with the registering.
I've already registered, and from what I understand, the drive-through locations, you don't have to have an appointment.
So you've already registered?
I've registered, but I'm trying to find out about the drive-through locations.
Okay, only for Jefferson that I have pulled up right now. All of these are walk-ins.
So you don't have any information on the drive-through locations?
No, ma'am, because they don't provide us with that. Right now, I'm speaking to you from a different county. I'm located in Montgomery. They don't, you know, different counties are doing it different. My job, which is to just register for appointments.
I've already registered for an appointment.
Yes, ma'am. So you have.
How do I find out about the drive-through locations?
Okay, I'm doing that right now, looking into my database on the internet. Right now for Jefferson counties are just walk-ins. What I'm trying to ask you is, do you know the name of that facility that is doing the drive-through?
It's in Rainesville, Alabama. It's either Jackson County or DeKalb County. I think it's DeKalb County.
Okay, give me a second. No walk-ins or drive-throughs popping up for that.
For DeKalb County.
The county that you're in is what, Madison?
Right. And I know
Huntsville.
There's another location in Madison.
Yeah, so that won't be in my database because, like I said, different counties are doing things different ways. So, you know, we want a lot of information we don't get provided, you know, to give out to the customers. For example, I can't say, hey, Ms. Shirley, could you watch out for this phone number, which is 334-301-35811. They're going to call you on Monday. They don't provide us with that information to give out. You see what I'm saying? I don't get provide enough information to give out. I go by a script that's on my screen. But these that are popping up are just it only gives me the type, the date, the start time and the end time, the phone number and the address. These are only walk-ins. So with that facility, if you can get in touch with that facility, or you can tell me the name and I can try to get you the phone number for you to contact them.
Oh, you're not making a lot of sense.
What I'm trying to tell you is I don't get provided with that information to tell you that. You're speaking through a hotline. I get provided a script that I'm allowed to tell you. Other than that, they don't provide us with enough information that I could give back to the customers to let you guys know.
Okay. All right, it's called the Northeast Alabama Agribusiness Center.
Northeast.
Where there's a drive-through service.
Alabama. The Northeast, what's the last word?
Alabama Agribusiness Center.
Agribusiness Center. That's in Rangeville, Alabama.
Correct.
Okay, I'm on their website right now. Give me a second. Do you know what date they're going to do that?
February 16th.
Okay, hold on. Type in that date. You said that's a drive-thru. Mm-hmm. Okay. According to the news. Healthcare workers, first responders, and those 75 and older are able to receive their first dose of the Moderna vaccine. They are doing that drive-by. Those who receive the vaccine will have to come back in 4 weeks for the second dose. It does not provide me with... It doesn't provide me if you guys have to have an appointment or not, though. They are having one.
But it's only for 75 and older, you said?
Yes, I know by February 8th, which is next Monday, they're updating the age to 65 and up. It's just for now, they still having the system that is 75 up. But it will be updated Monday on the 8th. But they are having one. It doesn't give me a time or a date, though, that they're having one. And it doesn't say whether they have to have an appointment or not. But I'm pretty sure if it's for a drive-through, it's not an appointment. They're made, because I know in Montgomery, where I'm at, we have a drive-through at our old Montgomery Mall. And they stayed in their cars. They didn't get out at all. But I'm not sure. It's not telling me a date or anything. Okay. Okay, Rainsford, Alabama. The Alabama Department of Health will hold a drive-through clinic to administer the COVID-19 vaccines to approved groups next week. This clinic will be, okay, that was an old date. That was in January. It doesn't have any updated information.
What about Jefferson County?
You want to know if they're having any walk-ins or drive-throughs?
I don't need a walk-in. I'm looking strictly just for drive-throughs.
Yes, ma'am. Jefferson County's Health Department drive-through vaccination sites. Their health department, I wasn't aware that their health department are doing drive-throughs.
Well, I've seen it on the news where they're doing drive-throughs at that Hoover Met.
I'm sorry, you said what now?
I've seen on the news where they're doing drive-throughs at the Hoover Met.
Yeah, I can't look into that because, you know, I'm at work currently, so, you know, I can't go by the news. Whatever information that we get updated by a supervisor in the computer, we have to go by that.
I know, but that's why I'm telling you. It's being reported on the news, so you're telling me y'all's computers.
Like I said,
state,
you
right?
Guys have updated information that's not going to get updated until February the 8th. Once that get updated in the system, that will come through us. So right now, the information that I have now, I'm only able to tell you the information that they have updated for us.